The unemployment rate was unchanged at 9.1% in September, and the economy officially grew by 103,000 jobs. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on September 2011 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported an unemployment rate that held at 9.1% in September. It has been at that same level for three consecutive months and has experienced little definitive movement since April. The static unemployment rate was the result of a civilian labor force that grew by 423,000 and 398,000 more people were employed, although the number of unemployed persons also grew, but by only 25,000. About 250,000 fewer people were in the workforce. In plain English, despite a relatively large number of more employed persons last month, the entire labor force also expanded by about the same amount as the number of unemployed persons rose, but not by much, so the unemployment rate was unchanged. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported the economy had 103,000 more jobs in September than the previous month. But keep in mind that includes about 45,000 workers who are back on the job that happened to be on strike in August and that were not included in the totals that month. The number of jobs in the private goods producing sector grew by 18,000 in September, which was a marked improvement over August's decline of 9,000. Manufacturers may have jumped the gun back in July when they added 34,000 jobs because it eliminated 4,000 in August and declined by another 13,000 last month in September. The construction sector added 26,000 jobs in September, with non-residential building as well as non-residential specialty trade contractors responsible for the lion's share of that growth. Mining and logging continued to add jobs to the tune of 5,000 in September after adding only 2,000 in August. Oil and gas extraction added 2,700 of those jobs. The private service providing sector added 119,000 new jobs in September. Retail trade added 13,600 jobs to its inventory in September after suffering from an incremental shrinkage of 800 jobs in August. The professional and business services sector put in a repeat performance with the addition of 48,000 jobs in September. The education and health services sector added a total of 45,000 jobs in September, with the educational services subsector, which is highly seasonal, adding 3,900 positions. All of the gain in the health care and social assistance portion was in its health care component that added 40,800 jobs in September. The leisure and hospitality sector was down a total of 4,000 jobs last month, with the arts, entertainment, and recreation portion down, while accommodation and food services added to its menu of jobs. The total number of government jobs was down last month by 34,000 after adding 15,000 in August. In September, local government was down 35,000 jobs, which includes a decline of 24,400 in local education jobs. State government added 2,000 jobs as the federal government shrank by 1,000 jobs. And now on to temporary help services. The good news is that temporary help services added jobs for the third consecutive month. In September, it added 19,400 jobs, or 0.9% sequential growth after growing by a similar amount in August, and now stands at 2,287,400 jobs. Year-over-year growth was 8.4%, which was also the third consecutive month of mid-8% year-over-year growth. It has added more than 500,000 jobs since growth restarted in September 2009. Temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, incrementally grew to 1.74%. It was 1.71% in July. Its highest level was in 2000, when it was around 2.0% for most of that year. In the past few weeks, a number of well-respected economists, both inside and outside of the government, have warned about sluggish job growth and that a new recession is on the horizon. But slow job growth does not equal jobs being removed from the economy. Let's face it, job growth has been sluggish for most of the recovery, and Ford just announced they will be adding 12,000 new jobs in the United States. Many see the weakness in the employment economy, employers not wanting to add jobs, due to a crisis of confidence in the future, which is exacerbated by politics. If employers don't know what the future will bring in terms of economy as well as regulations, then they don't want to make a commitment to increase their payrolls. since it certainly appears that the politicians would rather squander the time away and fight each other about how best to stimulate business to create more jobs and not address the skills gap and help workers prepare for the jobs that are available today and will be tomorrow, we may fall back into recession. But companies are always adjusting their mix of jobs, and while they eliminate some jobs, they do add jobs in other areas. Despite some saying that the sky is falling, it may be cracked, but it hasn't fallen yet, and it may heal itself. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.